There's nothing like a good story that mixes mythology and heroes contorted by torture to inspire artists like Rubens, Michelangelo, and Titian. Seizing on the opportunity to showcase some of the masterpieces in its permanent collection, the Philadelphia Museum of Art designed the exhibition The Wrath of the Gods, featuring large works by masters who are as narrative as they are powerful. WHYY's Elizabeth Perez-Luna reports the museum also brought in comic book artists to deliver modern takes on these superheroes.
If you remember your Greek mythology, Mount Olympus was not exactly a nice place. It was chaotic and contentious. The 12 Greek gods that ruled it fought fiercely for power and territory, and they did not like to be disobeyed. So when the Titan Prometheus stole the fire and gave it to humans, by Zeus he was going to be severely punished, eternally.
He's chained to a mountain. An eagle comes and devours his liver.
Says Christopher Atkins as he describes a Rubens painting, the centerpiece of the exhibition. Atkins works in the European painting department at the Philadelphia Museum of Art and curated this exhibit.
He's immortal, so he regenerates, and so this punishment happens day after day after day. And in our painting, we see the brutality of this. The eagle's talons are ripping into the flesh. Blood is dripping down. The beak snares the liver from his abdomen. One of the talons gouges out his eyes.
Yet Atkins adds, a lit torch painted in the corner of the enormous canvas reminds us why he's undergoing this punishment.
And even more so, he locks eyes with the eagle. He grits his teeth. He bears this punishment for the betterment of mankind. And for me, that's a tremendously powerful image.
If that sounds like the stuff of graphic novels, that's exactly what inspired the museum and the local comic book publisher, Locust Moon Press. 10 artists and writers were commissioned to interpret the myth. The result is a 25-page full-color book entitled Prometheus Eternal, represented in a variety of styles. Illustrator Yuko Shimizu reduced the drama to a one-page stylized drawing with all the symbols that matter.
Chains around the fire. Fire is the symbol, the most important part of who he is. And so without drawing him, drew the big ball of fire and the eagles attacking the fireball. So that's what I drew.
Throughout the centuries, the story of Prometheus has inspired inventors, artists, and composers, because Atkins says,
and it depends on which classical source you read and which artistic vision you have, either he gave humanity literally fire, from which we cook food and technology and all sorts of things, or he gave us the creative spark.
A spark that has become a sort of eternal flame. Have no fear, Prometheus is here, says the Titan in writer Grant Morrison's strip, illustrated by Pharrell Dalrymple.
He pictures Prometheus as a superhero, complete with cape and flaming gold hair. He provides inspiration to scientists working on trying to cure for cancer, to artists, that this is his power. His superpower is inspiring.
So there you have it. In his anger, Zeus may have given Prometheus another kind of immortality. The Wrath of the Gods, masterpieces by Rubens, Michelangelo, and Titian, continues at the Philadelphia Museum of Art through the weekend. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.